Welcome, everyone, to episode 12 of 1 Hour, One Decision. I am Chris.
I am Tom.
And we take 60 minutes of our time to play a random game on Xbox Game Pass and decide if we want to keep playing it or...
You know, stop playing it.
Or stop playing it. Yeah. Is it worth our time to continue playing this game? And hopefully your time. We can try to help you out.
Or we could save you time.
Save your time. Exactly. We want to be efficient as possible as we get older and wiser, hopefully.
Remains to be seen.
So the game that we did play for this episode was Wasteland 2 Director's Cut. This game was developed by In Exile Entertainment way back in 2015 for Xbox.
Blast from the past.
But Tom, what kind of game is this?
I wrote that it is isometric because it's one of those top-down kind of guys. It is party-based because you control a squad of dudes. It is an RPG because you go around and upgrade characters and things like that. But it's also like a tactics style game. Made me think of like a Final Fantasy Tactics or an XCOM or that kind of game.
Yes, very much so. Very much a turn-based squad RPG. Very set in a post-apocalyptic world. Yep. We're getting quite a few of those.
I'm noticing a trend.
There's definitely a trend. What do? We did Fallout 76. Mm-hmm. We did this game. We did the zombie game. I can't remember the name of right now. God, that was one of the games we trashed.
The problem is that they all look the same, and then they really start to blend together. Now, granted, they do play differently. This game plays very differently from many of the other games that we've played so far. What would you define as the game loop here?
Well, like you mentioned, it is you are in a party of four, I believe you start with, and it is it's an RPG, so your characters level up, so you gain XP for them. It is story-based, so you are going through a story, making choices, and progressing through that story. So you have missions that you go and deal with, gain XP, level up your characters, gain items, etc. That's kind of the loop that I saw.
And I would say, that's what I saw too.
Yeah.
Though admittedly, I didn't see a lot of that loop. But first, let's talk pros.
Okay. I thought this is the game that I was, we talked about this actually in Fallout, in our Fallout podcast.
Okay.
And a little bit where I was like, I missed the old Fallout games. And this actually harkens back to that kind of style.
I could see that for sure.
And that's where I was like, oh wow, this is kind of cool. Like I'm playing a Fallout style game. Still very challenging. What did I like about it? I like that it was very, very reminiscent of Fallout, which by the way, I didn't realize this. Fallout was actually inspired by the original game, Wasteland.
Oh,
way back. This is actually the sequel of a game from 1988. Wasteland 2 is the sequel. That's why we couldn't find the first one, because the game was from 1988.
The game's nearly as old as we are.
Yes, almost. But and this game was actually, when it came out, it was actually Kickstarter funded. And then became its what it is now. Okay. So there is a sequel to this, Wasteland 3, which I did play a little bit of, and it was pretty interesting. Different area and all that stuff. So kind of like in Fallout, where they kind of just take you to different areas in this post-apocalyptic world. Okay. So
like a Bethesda titles in general, right? Like
exactly.
Exploring some different piece of the grander.
Exactly. So, like I said, the combat was challenging. The choices were kind of cool that already like in the beginning of the game, you're already like had this choice of, hey, do you want to go save this village or help the scientists? And it's like, you can only pick one. And it's like, and then you pick one. I picked, tried to save the scientist, and I found out the scientist was just a complete asshole. I was like, all right, well, wow, that's not fun. But I like the when you got the voice acting, the voice acting was good too. And I don't know if it's a pro or a con, but like, as soon as you start the game, you can customize your squad. So you can either get lost in that for a very long time.
Oh yeah.
Because you can, it's unbelievable how much you can customize them. You can customize, you know, their gender. You can customize their backstory. It was ridiculous. I just did a random because I was like, you know what? I only have 60 minutes. Let me just get through this and actually play the game. Curious to know if you actually got stuck there, because I know you have a tendency to like to customize things. So
in fairness, I did put that in my pros.
Yeah.
Because I did think it was pretty cool that you had such a granular ability to customize the party. You can, if you want, just pick a random group like you did. Mm-hmm. You could do one step of customization and pick together from a group of pre-created heroes.
Right.
Or you can go ahead and make each individual hero like you were talking about before. So you have a lot of room there depending on how much you want to customize, you know, and then picking out each of their individual skills and stuff like that. And I looked at all of it and then pretty quickly I'd spend all day here. And then did exactly what you did. Well, not exactly. I didn't do random. I went back a level and then kind of handpicked my team.
Okay.
I don't know if they had like a dozen or so pre-made guys.
Ah, got it.
So I was like, oh, let me grab one of these and one of these and one of these and one of these based on, you know,
their window shopping
blurbs about the characters trying to make a rounded out party, you know, in theory.
Right.
Okay. And I agree with you. I think, you know, it's cool that it has so much, so many options, you know what I mean? I do like that, you know, in terms of, you know, the way that the difficulty was, the way that the camera was, like building up the team. It seemed like there was a lot of depth to the game as well. You know?
The story seemed like it was going in a interesting way. You know, obviously this seems like a very vast experience and very, like, you can get lost in it for sure. That was kind of the pros that I was thinking about. What about you, Tom? What didn't you like about the game?
So
here we go.
Hold on, let me just roll up my sleeves. Okay, so it takes a long time to get into this game.
Okay.
Like, because of, you know, and I didn't even spend all that time customizing my characters because I knew that was going to take too long.
Yeah.
So even if you just don't do that and just go hit random, okay, you still have to sit through like a pretty lengthy cutscene. Mm-hmm. And then once the cutscene's done, you get like into the game, but then they're not done explaining things to you yet.
Mm.
So there's like a lot of just like listening to guys talk for a long time and just kind of, you don't really have options other than to hit like, do you want to select this option or this option or this option? And then it just removes that option. And then you got to pick the other ones.
Okay.
Like to go through like the conversation tree, but it's not much of a tree.
Mm.
I think could be a pro depending on how you approached it, right? Like there's a lot of lore here.
Yes.
Which I think maybe if it wasn't a post-apocalyptic game, like if this was set in a different kind of genre, or if it was this kind of gameplay sitting on maybe an IP or something that I was into.
So you're saying if it was a Dragon Ball game,
it wouldn't bother me as much.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Like,
okay.
I would go, all right, this is still a lot of stuff to throw at a player right at the beginning.
Yes.
But because I wasn't like the
you weren't invested.
The setting wasn't grabbing me. And I was just like, oh, come on. And then every time, you know, like they have a tutorial, it's built into the game. You could turn it off, you know, and maybe I should have. But like, I feel like every time you're not getting some kind of exposition, you're getting a pop-up with like paragraphs of text. It's not just like, this is your mini map. It's like, this is your mini map, and here's three pages of explanation. And I'm just like, oh, I don't know. I just felt like a slog.
I feel like this is very much a Kickstarter game in terms of they want to cram as much information into you as possible, and get, so it's like, so they make sure like the Kickstarter guy is like, hey, look, we got our money's worth for what we've Kickstarted. So,
okay. Yeah. Yeah. You know, when you said earlier, you're like, oh, this is a Kickstarter title. I was like, oh, okay.
that explains it.
Yeah, I don't know if a AAA studio would have let this get out.
Right. I think they did get bought out by Microsoft, so hence why it's in Game Pass.
Okay.
So
Microsoft will buy anything.
I agree with you that the intro was definitely very long. It didn't let you jump right into the game, but
yeah. I think that would have been better for me.
Yeah.
For me, I want to be shown how to play the game, not told how to play the game. Mm-hmm. And that was a big hurdle for me.
No, I agree. Like, there's a lot, like, I thought the game definitely looked dated. I mean, I get it. It's a couple years old now.
Sure.
But.
And it probably took them 5 years to make it.
Right. Yeah. So the engine is. The engine is probably pretty old, but that was it just looked really muddy. Like the text was just like even kind of sometimes not hard to read, but like just pixelated and like not in all the wrong ways.
It didn't look good.
Yeah, it was definitely muddy. I guess if they're trying to go for a way like that post-apocalyptic thing, they got that right, but it was, I don't know. The other thing I didn't really like also was the camera. I thought the camera, like, as even though it's isometric, you didn't get a good lay of the land.
No, you're right.
You know,
things got the drop on me, like, and they probably shouldn't have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I'm playing Bird's Eye, I should probably see what's coming at me, right?
Exactly. And like, or, because I'm so used to playing either like StarCraft or Diablo or Heroes of the Storm, something like that. I just felt like I my character sometimes blocked the camera. And I was like, what the heck is going on? This doesn't help. So that was kind of a bit of a turnoff too. There was like some of the characters were also just pretty despicable people. But again, I know it's in that world. Like,
yeah, I think that's by design. Ugh.
Yeah, by definition, but it's like you can't have good people. It's like everyone's just a shithead now. I don't know.
I mean, that's kind of Walking Dead, right? Like,
yeah, only
the shittier you are, the longer you live, kind of thing.
Yeah, so all the bad people are the ones taking advantage of everyone else. Okay, all right, I can come around to that.
But I mean, the premise of the game, right? What is the name of these? The group
Rangers.
The Rangers.
Yep.
Like the premise there is that like the world is full of really crummy, shitty people.
Yeah.
And this group is like, we're going to go out there and help people. So
yeah,
that's something.
Yeah. We are the good guys, supposedly. Who knows? We didn't get that far.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you aren't. It sounded like to me, you enjoyed the combat.
I did. And I didn't like, okay. I didn't like it because of the camera.
Mm, okay.
Cause like, it was like, I didn't get a feel of it. And then I know it's turn-based, but it's also like incredibly frustrating that you're right next to someone and you shoot them and you miss. Mm. It's like, anyone can take that shot, I would hope.
Yeah.
Like, there's like,
I could take that shot.
Yeah.
I don't have any skill points.
Right.
In this.
I was like, oh my God. Like that stuff just always frustrated me with Fallout and now this game. Yeah. I mean, otherwise like the combat was challenging. It was interesting just because I haven't played this style of game in a bit.
Sure. Yeah.
So, you know, just to kind of change things up, it was kind of cool. Anything else that you kind of thought about with this game?
Not really. I found combat pretty painful. By the end of it, I was like, my guys have no more bullets.
Right.
You know, half my party's poisoned. And like, that was the first encounter. Like, I was like, oh my God. You know, and part of it is because I think I stumbled into combat because, you know, of the camera. Maybe okay. if I had been a bit more careful or could see where I was going or blah, yes. blah, blah, maybe yeah. that wouldn't have happened.
Hopefully they fixed in this third one. But I mean, I like I said, I played it for a little bit and it was interesting.
Maybe
looked better. Definitely looked better. I'll tell you that much.
I hope so.
Okay. Let's get to our final thoughts there.
Okay. Why don't you go first?
Okay. You know, I think I'm going to change my thoughts. Initially I was going to say I was going to keep it.
Okay.
Reason being, cause you know, it did bring me back to
sure.
that nostalgia of playing that style of game. Okay. I did like it, but being as I already have a library of games that I've now made a promise to myself that I will try to finish.
Okay, good.
Before I start something new.
Excellent.
For the time being, I will not be playing this game, at least in the near future.
Soon.
Okay. Yeah.
Fair enough.
So, what about you, Tom?
I'm glad I only had to play this for an hour. By the time I finished writing my notes, I had already removed it from the Xbox. I got to 57 minutes and got stuck in a second combat encounter. And I was like, no, I'm not going to go through this. I'm not doing this to myself anymore. Those three minutes of my life are more valuable to me.
So let me get this straight. Wasteland 2, in your mind, you couldn't finish Wasteland 2, but you were able to finish Rush, a Disney Pixar adventure.
Yes.
Zoo Tycoon.
Yes.
Alvastia Chronicles.
I'd rather play Alvastia Chronicles. If you said play another 30 minutes of this or another hour of that, I would play another hour.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Maybe even 15. Like I don't want to play this game at all.
Wow. There you have it. I would consider playing this.
This is the strongest opinion I've ever had on one of these. Like,
I've been like, you know what? I'll give it a chance eventually. Tom's ready to throw this into the sun and never see it again. Like
I wrote waste of my time, number two. Number two as in poop.
Yes. Oh my God.
I'm sorry to the people who made this.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you spent a lot of time working on it.
They did. And you know what? They got to make a third one and yes, they got,
that's true.
They're funded by Microsoft. So they don't really care what your opinion is.
I'm sure they don't care about what I have to say. Yeah. And I'm sure I, in fairness, really quickly, I wrote in here, if this game is your genre,
yep.
you'd probably like it a lot.
Right.
But I think I don't really like this genre mm-hmm. at all. And so I think I would endure it for yes. in a license or world or something that I was invested in. But in something like this, I just can't do it.
So a Star Wars tactic game.
Yeah. Then maybe I could, you know, because then I would be, you know, I would be, and when lore popped up, I'd be interested in reading it. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I still would want to rather be shown how to play the game versus reading 40 paragraphs of text, but I could like endure that text. Whereas this like every time one of these things popped up, I was got madder. I got less invested. Like their intent was for me to get more invested. And every right. time they tried to show me something else, I was like, I care so little about this pop-up.
He's slowly turning green as this. He's like getting more and more angry. It wouldn't like me. Waste in exile. You make me angry. Oh, well. That's more, okay.
I wasn't angry. I was just disappointed.
Wow. You threw down the parent. The disappointed parent. Wow. That's okay. Right.
Let's find out what we're going to play next week. And I hope it has nothing to do with this.
What if it's Wasteland 3?
No, I veto. I'll put All anything right. else.
All right, let's see. We're going to pull up the surprise me button and find out what we're playing next.
I hope the whatever time you put into Wasteland 3 has messed up the algorithm, so it can't pick.
We'll see. We shall see. Here we go. Oh, okay. Be ready to crap your pants.
I like your face.
Alien Isolation.
Yes. Oh my God, I've been waiting to play that. I really? Had it installed on my PlayStation.
Really?
Since okay. launch.
Wow, I've heard a lot about this game, and
okay.
very good.
I'm actually excited for this one.
I'm very scared.
I like the IP.
I'm very terrified. I'm very terrified about playing this game. So, wow. Okay, here we go. Alien Isolation for our next episode. Or we'll be playing it and giving you our feedback after. I will probably be too scared to write anything. So, yeah, that'll be fun.
I will talk for the review.
Yes.
Chris will cry in the corner.
Yes. That is it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to hit us up on social media. On Twitter at TC1H1D, and you can hit us up on email TC.1H1D@outlook.com. Thanks everyone for listening, and
thank you, everybody.
We will see you in the next one.